valuable lesson, man. I had to grow up. That's why I never ask for help. I do it for you, cause I do it for myself. I go 0 to 100 real quick. Real quick. Whole squad on that real. 0 to 100 real quick. Real quick. Real quick. Go 0 to 100 real quick. Real quick. Whole squad on that real. 0 to 100 real quick. Real quick. Real quick.
Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester, and with me for the 100th time is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
So this is our 100th episode, but I've actually been with you 100 times. Like, have I been there for all 100 episodes?
In person? Have you been on the episode, you're saying?
Have I been on the episode?
Did we have one without you, I think, possibly? I don't know. Last week we started without me, and the feedback was not positive.
Right. What's one level beyond? Like, was it euphoric? Level beyond positive.
Yeah. So here we are. It's episode number 100. Can you believe we made it this far?
I mean, this was supposed to be literally 32 episodes.
Yeah.
Right. So
why don't you remind people, or actually me, because I don't really understand. Like, what was your motivation? Like, you contacted me in July or August of 2015, and you said, "Hey, you want to do this podcast with me?" Like, what was your goal? What was your thought process there?
Yeah, the idea of talking to 32 different fans of an NFL team before this season as like a season preview, again, was something that I did. You know, I've said this before in the podcast, but I had a podcast called 32 Fans in 32 Days in 2011 with Ari Gold.
Yep.
And we did this, but during the podcast in August, I think he had like a week vacation planned with his wife and then got a job as like a CPA in the middle.
So are you saying that there's some people who put their wives and their jobs ahead of the podcast?
Listen, that's why he's not here anymore.
What and do you have any idea what your guys' numbers were that summer? I mean, podcasts in general were a lot smaller, I would imagine.
Well, we could tell basically completely who was listening because we just had a link. I don't think we were in the iTunes store at all, ever. Oh, no, at some point we were. That's not true. But we just had a link, so you could literally see exactly, like, we knew how many listeners we had way better than, like, Serial does, you know, or any podcast ever. So,
And what kind of listenership did you have?
I think we hit 100 listeners once.
Okay. All right. Not bad.
Which was good. I mean, I literally, the only way people listened was I would email it every single day to, you know, like 40 people or 50 people and hope that they would, you know, pass it around. So that was, you know, I wasn't tweeting it, you know, so that was the only way people would hear it.
Okay, so we started this in August of 2015, and the goal was to interview, you know, the 32 fans over 32 days, and we did. And we started with small numbers, obviously, but the numbers grew much beyond, I mean, well, frankly, I thought we'd be lucky to hit 100 people, you know. And by the very end of that preview of those 32 episodes, I think we broke four digits for our podcast downloads. So we decided to keep it going and turn it into a weekly football podcast.
Yeah, I guess it got bigger the last couple, but I think one thing that was also consistent was that anytime we don't talk about football, there's much more feedback.
Yeah.
So, yeah, much more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we started doing like weekly podcasts during the NFL season. And you're right. I think the feedback was that people liked when we talked about other things. And so when the NFL season ended last January, February, we decided, hey, you know, we'll try it out. We'll keep it going. We'll see how our numbers go. And we stayed a weekly podcast talking about various shenanigans, mostly lists and charts. I think we started with the greatest living Americans. We moved on to the greatest TV shows of all time. The greatest movies of the last 25 years and other rankings interspersed. We used to talk about basketball, baseball, NFL draft. And yeah, the numbers went up from where they had been in the football season, actually. And so it turned into a weekly podcast year round. We did come back to our roots this past August again. We did 32 fans in 32 days, although this time we did it as 8 podcasts, one for each division. But we still had fans from every team, except Washington.
Yeah, and next season we're doing one podcast, 32 people.
32 people, one podcast.
Well, by the way, we went from 1 to 4. I think that's a natural progression.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of technological abilities we have there. So yeah, so here we are. So I guess to be earnest for a second, I'll say thank you to our listeners because I'm shocked that we're still doing this And it's because basically people said, hey, you know, you guys should keep doing it. And so we thought, all right, why not?
Did you ever watch the Ernest Go to Jail movies?
No. I think my wife is a big fan of that, though. Are you a fan of the Ernest Goes to movies? No, she doesn't know what I'm talking about. Sorry, I don't know why I thought she was.
Mm. What's funny is that, like, we, like I said, like, you know, Ari, like, had to continue working. So like, and his wife probably wouldn't let him do like this ridiculous podcast. And we both, like, you know, being sincere, both think our wives are crazy people. Not to be hacky. So like, I wonder, does that mean his wife is more normal, or like, is she even crazier than my wife and Dr. Chester?
Well, I mean, if we're going to be fair, and I can't speak for your wife because I've never actually met her, but objectively, my wife is much less crazy than me. It's my craziness that causes me to do this podcast.
Mm.
I think her opposition to it is, she definitely has her craziness to her. But I think being opposed to the podcast is an example of sanity, not insanity, probably.
Oh, I got it. So maybe I need to step back, because anytime you tell people you do have a podcast, they laugh at you. If they don't know about it, or if they're not
having a podcast in 2015 is like having a blog was in 2006 or whatever.
I had right, and now it's 2017, so it's like
Yeah,
someone should delete our podcast. That is true.
Look, no one is more surprised that this podcast is still going than me. No one is more surprised at our numbers than me. And, you know, I don't know.
Podcasts... Did I tell you, because we didn't really know each other, even though we had mutual friends back when we were in college in the early aughts. But did I tell you
that we didn't know about each other at all? I never heard of you back then.
But, right, you never heard of me, but I did read your blog in college.
Oh, because you, you were friends with some of the other people on the blog, probably.
Yeah, and I remember, I've definitely told you this story, maybe I told it on the podcast, that I couldn't, your blog was called Chess Blog, and when I was at work, whenever I would be at a summer job, like in the summer, I wouldn't want it like in my last 20 websites, which was like Internet Explorer or whatever.
Yeah, like big breasts.
Sure, yeah, it looks like, you know, so if I went to your site, I would have to like go to like, knock it off my last 15 by like clicking like ESPN and CNN, you know, and just like quickly.
So I gotta ask you a question here. Who out there who wants to see chests, female chests, I assume is what you're referring to, refers to them as chests? Like nobody. There's no porn category called chests.
Of course not. But it's like, what are you gonna see? Like, oh, it's probably like a dumb Jewish kid who, you know, should be thrown off a building. Like nobody would say it.
Yeah. So so the blog was sort of a similar idea. Well, the blog started basically because me and the two other guys just wanted to chat with each other during the day, and we were on summer internships where we didn't have access to email. Then the blog was started entirely private, just between the three of us, and then so it went around to some of our friends, and you know, sort of, you know.
You literally could have just left like comments in the blog to each other.
Well, then our other friends who weren't like, you know, who didn't have access to the blog password and stuff, they would comment there. But it was sort of a similar idea in that then other people were paying attention. I mean, not huge numbers, obviously, but, you know, more than zero people, which is how many we would have assumed. So,
is it weird that, like, people still have blogs or no?
Well, if you call it a blog, like, nobody uses Blogspot per se, but everything is a blog. I mean, Facebook and Twitter are blogs, right?
Right. Deadspin's
a blog, you know, like, how do you
define? What's the difference, right? Yeah. It is funny. I was thinking the other day,
nobody calls myself a blogger these days. Except the only people who use the word blogger are like old crotchety people as a term of derision, right? Like Maury Chase or whatever.
Sure, sure. Oh, we should have Maury Chase on. I'm sure he'd love to do a podcast.
Maury Chase would probably vote zero episodes of our podcast as listenable.
I think talking about like the blog you were on, and then there would be like all the links to the other blogs on the right side.
Blog roll. Yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah. And like literally those blogs, which were like super popular then, you know, have all been gone for like 12 years or 13 years. I've been thinking about like how old the internet is.
Yeah.
Like literally those blogs were like deleted or retired in like 2004.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, our blog was retired in 2005. And then we deleted its existence from the internet. And actually the URL was bought by some German phone card website company. So when you'd go to ChessBlog, it would be like an advertisement for German phone cards, which I assume was just sort of some bot that automatically bought every website that had, you know, four hits or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we have a ranking this week, Akiva.
Okay. We're ranking our favorite co-hosts. I'll go first.
Okay.
No. What do you got for me?
By the way, we just had somebody just sent us a message. They would like to call into the podcast, so... We'll let him in. Should we let him in now, or should we let him in a few minutes?
3 minutes. Just tell me what you got for me.
I have gone back and I have ranked all previous 99 episodes of this podcast from 99 to 1.
You just retroactively regained your virginity, but keep going.
Yeah, so now I have to confess, I did not listen to all 99 again in my re-ranking, you know, which I have done, for example, in Seinfeld. I'm re-watching each episode before I rank it. But what I did is I went through all 99 episodes. I went through the title of the episode and then the description, you know, the podcast notes, which sort of talk about what each episode's about. And that sort of jogged my memory. And I ranked all episodes 1 to 99. So why don't you pick a number from 1 to 99 and I will tell you what that podcast was.
Okay. 23.
It's like the number game, but in reverse. All right, the 23rd best episode of this year's podcast was last April 18th. April 18th of 2016. It was podcast number 55. It was 100 greatest TV shows of all time, numbers 100 through 51.
A
two-hour-plus episode of a hardcore television discussion. We each threw out 50 shows on our list. So that's the 23rd best episode of this podcast.
My fear is,
does it make you want to re-examine your life?
A little bit, but also like we sort of like we had so many great ideas, like Greatest Living American.
Blew it all too quickly.
I do wonder, like this year, I don't know. People are gonna have to give us ideas, like 100 TV shows, 100 movies. Not like we can go back to that well. I don't know what we're gonna do.
I mean, look, if you want sports charts, I have sports charts up the wazoo. But yeah, I don't know
right.
How many people want to see my. You know, I mean, they're literally. I can't think of a chart that I haven't done. You know, a number of people said to us. A number, I think like four different people, said to us, for this episode, Chester should do his top 100 charts of all time. And I told him, like, that would be like, you know, name me your top, and my wife just said in the background, that's impossible. Like, name me your top 100 grains of sand. Like, my charts are like the stars of the sky. They are too numerous to count. And I don't even know how to quantify them. So, yeah, my wife is chattering in the background. Nobody would believe it unless they actually saw, which is true. The levels of my insanity would blow people. Every once in a while, like on my fantasy Football League WhatsApp group, I'll share some charts I have, and people's minds will be blown, and I'll be like, this is like 1/1000th of a thousandth of a thousandth.
What's the craziest thing? What would it be like if you were trying to like make it as, you know, on a reality show, like showing how crazy your charts were? What's like the number one thing you'd show them?
I don't know, because what's normal to me might be crazy to other people. Like, I think it's normal that I have the all-time top 100 players ranked of every single team in every single sport, and that includes, you know, teams from the American Association in baseball in the 1870s who haven't existed for 140 years.
Okay.
To me, that's, I don't have 100 players for those teams. I only have like 20 because, you know, they weren't around long enough to have 100 guys with substantial careers. But so to me, that's a normal
thing. But if I said, like, who's the 87th best Milwaukee Brewer of all time, you'd have an answer for me.
If you give me 1 second, I'm opening it up and I will give you the answer. Yeah. It's like The Shining, my wife is saying. Okay. The 87th best Milwaukee Brewer of all time is... Drum roll, please.
No drum roll.
All right, no drum roll. I have Johnny Briggs, played four seasons from 1971 to 1975, a left fielder.
All right, classic Johnny.
Yeah, .258 batting average, .799 ERA, a .131 ERA plus, OPS plus, which is really good, but only four seasons. He did get MVP votes 1 year even.
My problem is, I think like she thinks that like all guys have something like this. And this is like more normal, and she's not like disturbed to the point of like,
You gotta speak into the mic.
Akiva, you know, Shining, which is one of my favorite movies, when Jack Nicholson, when you realize he goes crazy, when the wife, Shelley Duvall, looks over his shoulder, he's been working all winter on something, and then she looks over his shoulder and she sees pages and pages and pages of all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. And like just pages and pages of the exact same thing over and over and over and over.
But mine's not the same thing.
Endless and endless and endless pages. That's what this is like, though. It's endless and endless and endless and endless charts. And you wouldn't believe it unless you saw this computer. And then you realize the depths of the insanity. It doesn't seem insane until you look at it, and then you're blown away by the insanity.
So then why are you with
me?
It's really scary.
Well, so what I tell people is...
I have water in that ear.
If he had shown you this on the first date, is there any chance there would have been a second date?
Definitely not. It's actually terrifying. I mean, you should show people this.
So the way
I know what I have to put up with.
The way I defend myself, people say, "Oh, what does your wife think about this?"
it's terrifying.
Okay, but guys have lots of vices. It could be drugs. It could be drinking. Right? It could be gambling. My vice is
she'd probably prefer any of those.
Document your craziness. You just document it so that I can see it. It's scary. Here.
Dude, what do you think is the solution to this problem, Dr. Chester?
Wait. He wants a medical opinion from you. You've got to come back here.
I don't know. I'm not a psychiatrist.
She says she's not a psychiatrist, and she walked out of the room.
That's very un-Chester-like to not have a take on something you don't know anything about.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a Dr. Chester with her weekly appearance on the podcast.
I really think – well, she's not cursing at you. That's a start. I'm trying to think, like, what would save you? Like, could you go –
me yet this week.
Could you go, like, 12 months without making a chart? Could you – if someone said, like, I'll give you, like, $3 million, then I'll make a chart for 12 months.
So it's like the contest, but instead of masturbation for charts.
Right, yeah.
I could definitely go longer without masturbating than I could without making a chart. Because, you know, they're both about providing yourself pleasure and nobody else. Because that's the truth. Like, people say, like, some of the things I make, people say, oh, why don't you try and publish this or whatever? And I'm like, because I do it for myself. Like, you know, again, it's
sometimes, well, let me ask you a question. Sometimes you think of a chart and then that leads to, like, oh, that's going to be, like, 22 more charts.
Oh, all the time, yeah.
And then you're, like, stuck. But do you ever feel like I have to do this?
Well, the other thing about me is that I'm a completionist. Like, I have
sure. Will it nag at you until you finish the last of those charts when you have, like, think of, like, a chain
that,
of,
that's,
like...
That's the cause of the reason why I stay up till 6, 7 in the morning many times, because I start a chart at midnight, and I'm like, oh, shit, this is going to take forever. Yeah, I can't not finish something. I got to go all the way through, even if some of them are, like, not that interesting or exciting to me. Or, like, I'll do something for one team, and then I'm like, well, I got to do this for all 32 teams now. Oh, and I got to do it for every NBA.
Do you have a lot of charts not in the sports, like, realm?
Yeah, look, so... You know,
you rank, like, every Broadway show and stuff like that?
So I've ranked every movie of various directors, you know, like Woody Allen, Scorsese, things like that. The problem is, and look, the reason sports is better than entertainment, sorry, Meryl Streep, is when it comes to these kinds of things, is that there's objectivity, right? There's numbers. You can back up your takes. I can say this is a better movie than that movie, but that's just, it's purely an opinion. And I have no, you know, if we watch sports without keeping score and without tracking any stats, right, which is like, that would be sort of the same. So I have charts, you know, like I've ranked all the SNL characters. I've ranked all the episodes of Seinfeld and other shows like that. But it's just, I don't enjoy it as much because it's purely just my opinion and I have no way to justify it. And so I like to justify it. So what I'll do is I'll go find a bunch of other people's rankings on the internet and then I'll average them out so I can compare it. So then I have at least, you know, the opinions of you know, of a some group of people to compare myself to.
All right. Do you want to give me your...
This is not the 100th episode of Chester Psyche, so let's move on.
I know. Do you want to give me, like, the top episodes we've ever done? Like, you made this whole list for... I feel like it's just going to waste.
All right. Fine. So, again, this is one man's opinion, highly subjective.
What's the worst episode we've ever done?
Okay, so the worst episode we've ever done, I listed, was the 32 Fans in 32 Days 2016 AFC preview. And that's no disrespect to our guests, which were Ovsenitsky, Harold Rosengarten, Dale Hodge for the Bills, Mike Clark for the Patriots, and for the Dolphins, we had Esther Birnbaum.
Oh, is this the episode where I got food poisoning and I wasn't there?
That was part of it, but the main reason, frankly, was very simply the fact that the technology was so bad. Basically, we had huge tech issues for everybody. So even though, like, the beginning part of the podcast, you were suffering. You got, like, Zika sushi or something that you ate in Florida. In the intro to that podcast, we discussed Meryl Streep for a while, newsworthy. We discussed some summer beach reads. We had some interesting conversations.
It was definitely the episode that you did from our hospital room.
Oh, my wife just chipped in. She thinks the worst episode we did was when I recorded an episode from the labor and delivery when we had our most recent baby.
Oh, people love that. No, people love that, Jen. Yeah. She doesn't know that she's, like, kind of the heel of the podcast,
yeah,
right?
Jen, you're the heel of this podcast. Yeah. She doesn't watch wrestling. She doesn't know what a heel is. You're the bad guy. I have that podcast ranked number 40th, by the way.
That was the worst.
Yeah, my wife thinks that was the worst ever. But yeah, so anyways, so the 2016 AFC East preview, which is the first one we recorded of this year's previews, but it's like the fourth one we released. There were technical difficulties, so it was very unpleasant to listen to. So that's why it is the worst. But the second...
Ask your wife how many people warned her not to marry you before you got married.
Jen, Jen, how many different people named Jonathan warned you not to marry me before we got married?
I'm watching this Leah Remini Scientology.
Wait, are you not going to answer the question? How many people in total warned you not to marry me?
At least three.
At least three. And how many of those three were named Jonathan?
All three. Well, that part's not interesting. But I think
all three of them. Oh, yeah. Well, three people warned her. They were all named Jonathan.
I would say they're probably all, like, prophets. Like,
we got someone calling in. Should I answer this call?
Yeah, answer the call.
All right. Hello?
Yo.
Cole, are you there?
Yep.
How's it going? Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, sir.
What's going on, Cole?
It's been a few months. It's been a good few months for me.
Yeah, Cole is our Chiefs fan. We've had him on, I think, at least twice before, right?
I think this is the fourth time.
Oh, fourth time. And
wow.
Cole, do you want to hear where your previous appearances show up in our ranking? We ranked all 99 episodes.
Sure.
Okay, so the first time you showed up was for last season's preseason preview. I have that as the 80th ranked episode. And my comment is, boring teams, but good banter. So
wait, you went? Did you make a comment then, or you went back now when you were ranking the top 100 today?
Because I was trying to remember about that podcast, and I was like, we talked about the St. Louis Rams and the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's kind of boring. So,
have the Chiefs added any fans who gave up on the Rams? Because I know none of the Rams fans went to LA with them.
Not that I personally know, but I know on like Reddit, there's been a lot of fans that came over from the old Rams subreddit that were like, "Hey, we're Chiefs fans now," and I was like, "That's cool, congrats."
Did you see that the ratings, like the TV ratings in LA this season, went down for the NFL?
I did see that. It came out a few days ago.
Like, how are they gonna have two teams in LA? That's gonna didn't we really forget like history all the time? Like 1995, they both left. They're just gonna leave again.
It's utterly ridiculous. Like, if you put a bad product on the field, people aren't going to watch it. And if that's the only game that your market's going to show, like, why would they watch it?
Yeah, especially if
they have no attachment to that team either because it's brand new.
Yeah, but you know what? People are going to spend money because there's a lot of money in Hollywood and L.A. and they need to put it somewhere, right? Like, the PSLs for the 49ers' new stadium, the top price was $80,000. I guarantee you that the new Ram stadium is going to be at least $100,000, if not even.
Well, it's gonna be like a big media event, just like Lakers games are.
Yeah. They're just going to print cash.
Yeah.
And the team will be bad, and nobody will go to the games, but it doesn't matter if anybody goes to the games as long as they're selling the tickets in the boxes. So.
Yeah, and it'll just be like, look what Jay-Z and Beyonce wore to the Rams game.
Yeah. Cole, I've had a lot of people tell me this week, at least today, the Steelers are going to destroy the Chiefs. And then I've read a couple things that are the opposite. I'm a little more than the other three games conflicted on the Steelers Chiefs game. What do you think?
I don't think we're going to get destroyed by any means. I think at worst it'll be a competitive game.
You did lose 43-14 just a couple months ago.
We did, and that was in Pittsburgh. And the beginning of the season and the end of the season are completely different beasts, and you can't rely on what happened at the beginning and the end.
Let me ask you, Cole, are you insulted by the attitude that everybody has nationally, which is, the AFC playoffs are so bad, the Patriots are going to waltz the Super Bowl, they have no competition? As a Chiefs fan, does that insult you?
No, because they've done it for so long, they've earned that mindset.
Well, but and people won't say that every year. I think people say that this year because they look at the other teams and they say, Oakland eliminated themselves with the loss of Carr. Houston's garbage. Miami was garbage. Pittsburgh has no defense. Kansas City, Alex Smith, Andy Reid, we don't trust them. I think it's specifically because of their lack of competition that people are, just taking that as a foregone conclusion.
It could be that. And to be honest... They haven't seen this Chiefs team. In previous years, they weren't this good.
So have you seen better than the last couple of years?
To be honest, the biggest difference is one, the defense has been a very bend-but-not-break, and Tyreek Hill has just absolutely been an X factor.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill is very good. I mean, it seems like pregnant women, that is, but also in football.
Okay. I didn't realize we were talking politics now.
Is there one side that is pro punching pregnant women?
No, I think that every time I've seen Alex Smith this year, it seems like he's starting to slip a little bit, but he certainly can't run anymore.
But the numbers don't really bear out that he's slipped from the Alex Smith averageness. So, like, what can you tell us about Smith?
No, he wasn't running so much the first half of the year, and then he got that weird Colts game. Wasn't it Colts where he just got his head bashed into the turf twice? And he didn't run at all. He wasn't running much before then, but he didn't run at all for like three weeks after that. But the last three weeks, he's absolutely been running. He's been very methodical. He's been Alex Smith of old last month.
All right, Cole, let me ask you a question about the podcast. And be totally honest, our feelings won't be hurt. How often do you listen to this podcast?
I'd say probably like two-thirds, three-fourths of the time.
Okay. Oh, that's way, way too much. You gotta cut that down.
what's your favorite episode or your favorite topic? What brings you? What keeps you coming back to this podcast, other than your own guest appearances?
Honestly, I like the football because I usually am sitting there at work when I listen to them.
Right. This is the first, by the way, this is the first time someone said this. So keep going. They like football.
Well, so it's the only podcast I really listen to at all. Honestly, I'm not a big podcast person.
All right, Cole. Well, quickly, give us a prediction for the Pittsburgh KC game next this week.
21-20
All right, so he has Pittsburgh covering. All right, Cole. Thanks very much. Good luck on Sunday.
Thanks, guys.
All right, talk to you later. Kiva, 21-20. What do you think of that prediction?
That would be a good game. Would be the first good playoff game we've had so far.
Yeah.
We're on pace for the worst playoffs of all time to go with probably the worst season of all time.
Yeah, but we knew that week one was going to be terrible, and we know that week two is going to, you know, the Patriots game is going to be terrible, but the other
thing... We have one dud on the board. Pittsburgh KC could be a blowout either way, I think. Seattle can't block, so there's a chance Atlanta just blows their doors off. And again, we're left with the late game, that fourth game, the Packers game, the second week in a row.
By the way, the Giants-Packers game was really compelling until it became a blowout at the end. It was like... You know, the first 20 minutes were really good. That was a legit playoff game for a while.
Yeah. First of all, you knew when the Packers scored their first touchdown, there was like 2:20 left. And at that point, it was completely obvious to me, okay, the Giants are going to go 3 and out. The Packers are going to get another field goal before the end of the half. And then instead of...
Well, the second Cook dropped the pass, I said, oh, the Giants wish... First of all, if Cook catches that pass, obviously 6 seconds left, they don't come close to getting another playoff.
Yeah.
And I the second he dropped it, I said, oh, Rodgers is going to throw Hail Mary. And that was one of the only times I've ever been like, 15 people at the game were like, wow, you're like, are you ahead of the game?
Yeah, I hear someone in the background.
I am usually ahead when I'm watching. Not like literally, but I'm got a couple steps on everyone else. Who is here?
Somebody says
they're here. Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your whipping boy.
Number one Bama fan. Michael Clark.
Go Deshaun Watson.
You used to be our number one whipping boy, and then we found that you're 6'4".
It's true. That's true.
I figured you were like 5'7".
I don't know how to take that.
Well, as from a 5'7" guy, it's like a compliment. I figured you were one of us, but no, you're like a tall person. You do your own tall things. I'm sure most people listen think Chester's probably 5'9", but I think 6'1".
Akiva, you just think everybody's like your height, basically. My clock towers over both of us.
It's like a lot of egocentrism. Like you just think everyone is exactly like you.
Mike, is there a single reason to watch this Patriots-Houston game Saturday night?
Well, there's a reason for me to watch it. I don't know if there's a reason for you guys to. No, not really. The truth is, my fear, Mike, is that the Patriots could have won this game 70-0,
but Belichick likes O'Brien. Like, if this was the Jets or a team where Belichick hated the organization, he would run up the score. He's probably not going to run up the score on the Texans.
Sure, not run out of the score to the point of they're not going to win by 50.
Akiva, the spread on this game is 16, right? Or 16 and a half.
Yeah.
You're taking the Patriots, right? You're giving the points, obviously. So much.
Probably we'll take the Patriots.
All right. Yeah. If it was 20, what would you do?
I mean, you saw that Steelers-Dolphins game last week. They almost covered 10 points.
Yeah.
The Dolphins and such a blowout.
All four games were like 20-point blowouts.
Hey, listen, we also like... One of my least favorite things about needing to have a take on every game is, if I was betting a game, that just wouldn't be a spread I would bet on. Like, gun to my head, maybe I take the Patriots, but it's like a 51-49 thing.
At 20 or at 16?
I mean, at 20, it's 40-60 even. But it's not something that like I'd really be excited about.
Yeah, I would take the Patriots up to 18.5. At 19, I would take Houston. That's my push. That's my over.
But if you were predicting a score, you're going to predict the Patriots by over 20.
Yeah. I wish it was Joe House. I could tell you what the Pats record against the spread was this year.
Yeah.
No.
If you're Joe House, you would tell me what the Pats record was going back the last 40 years on night playoff games against Texas teams.
Right. But only on January 14th.
Something that's completely irrelevant to the current players. Yeah.
And somehow picked the game wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my New Year's resolution, no more Joe House or Mike Lombardi in 2017.
All right, Mike.
By the way, the best thing you could do, and I'm probably going to lose 20 followers for this, is unfollow someone who hates. All day long on Twitter is just people complaining, like, oh, this beat writer is so dumb. I've never heard of him. Just don't follow them.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of people complaining on Twitter about all the assholes that they follow, and I was wondering the same thing. Like, why are you following these people then? I agree there's value of following people of like
right.
different.
Oh, that's why you, like, I was looking when I went through all your Twitter followers last week because of, I was wondering whether it was 30 straight Pepes in a row, but I figured you were doing research, and now you're saying that's the case.
Wait, do I have any actual Pepes following me?
You probably have, like, you're no, they're not following you. I feel like you were following a lot of
right people.
Yeah. I mean, both in actions and on Twitter. Yeah.
All right, got it. Okay, Mike, we have another person trying to get on this call, actually, another person named Mike. Someone who I hate much more than I hate your teams, actually. So so give us a score, Mike, before you drop off.
Give me 38-7.
All right, so if the spread was 30, you would still take the Patriots. Very justifiable prediction.
Well, I've got a question for Mike.
Yes, sir.
When Brady's gone in the fall of 2017, maybe 2018, maybe I've been off. When Brady's gone next fall or the fall after, when the Patriots start pulling a Jets and go 6-10 every year, are you going to be there for the down years or are you going to be like an Atlanta Braves fan and you're just going to be out?
You know, I started rooting for Tom when he came in 2000. Always.
You can't be on a first of all, do not listen to the commentators on CBS. You can't be on a first name basis unless the quarterback has been accused by rape at least twice. Okay.
Ooh. Goodell handing Brady the trophy this year. Is that going to be the best moment of your life?
I mean, it's funny how much Chester empathizes with Goodell.
Like if Goodell called up tomorrow and was like, "Hey, I want you to be like counsel for us." He would be like,
Roger Goodell or Donald Trump?
I mean, it's so close. Like, what is that choosing between your two favorite uncles? But I do think you admire Goodell a lot, and I don't know. Like, it's more like, who do you like more, Goodell or like Kim Jong Un? I don't know.
All right, Mike. Bad luck on Saturday night. Not that we want.
No, I'm rooting for you. I don't want the Texans in the AFC Championship game. I'm rooting for the Patriots.
All right. Well, of course you would. All right. Okay, Mike. We might speak to you next week, depending on what the Patriots do and if they.
Great job scheduling your 100th episode spectacular during the national championship game. Great job.
I have it on in the background. What's the problem?
I'm not even watching. I mean, I know Alabama's your favorite team, but
yeah.
That would be great. Like, do you have like a Clemson hat just in case?
Yeah, he's got a hat.
I have them both at the ready, buddy.
All right, Mike.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Talk to you later, Mike. Bye bye. All right. So we got another person with the same first name who wants to call in now. First time guest on the podcast.
Ooh, that's exciting. I don't know who this is.
You know, we talk a big game about hating Mike Clark mostly because he's a Patriots fan and a Yankees fan.
Mm-hmm.
But this next guy is a guy who I hate even more. He joins our fantasy football league, the long-running AYFFL this season. He's a newcomer to the league.
Mm-hmm.
Shows up late to the draft. Spends most of the draft on his cell phone talking to some random third party. We don't know who. Is the first one to bail on the draft. Like, fills his roster and just gets out of there. And then immediately...
Are you allowed to leave your fantasy football league before the draft is over?
Well, it's an auction, so he filled up his roster.
Oh, and then he could just leave? I'm surprised you don't have some, like, insane, like, you know, auction of, like, you know, high school players afterwards or
something.
I mean,
is it socially acceptable? No, of course not. Anyway, so then he immediately starts talking, like, the most over-the-top obnoxious trash... You know, in the league WhatsApp group and on the league email threads. This is a new guy who most of the people in the league don't even know yet and, you know, has not backed up with any kind of performance. He challenges me.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. He says he can hear us, but we can't hear him, which is all the better.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Okay, we can hear him now. Anyways, yeah, so he challenges me, the guy who's made the playoffs, you know, 11 out of 13 years and won 4 titles in 13 years. You know, the Yankees, Patriots, you know, Montreal Canadiens of this league. He challenges me and makes this obscene bet that he'll finish ahead of me in the standings, which it turns out he ended up doing. But Akiva, it's all about process, not results. And his process was very, very poor. And he ended up winning the bet. And the problem is that the stakes of our bet is that the loser, which is me, I have to go take the SAT in a local high school this spring.
What? That was your bet? Are you allowed to do that even?
Yeah, and I got to publish the score. I got to publish my results to the league.
Oh, that's amazing. I don't know what. Why would you agree to that bet? Like, I wouldn't, you know, like, there's no.
Why did Morrow agree? I agreed because the odds of him finishing ahead of me were what, like 20%?
Yeah, Morrow, but I just. Because he was confident.
Yeah, Shmario was the one who came up with the.
Morrow, can I tell you what the greatest power move of all time would be?
Wait, Akiva, so you know Morrow? How do you know?
Yeah. I mean, how do we know each other?
Kim or Shah.
No, yeah, okay. we're both staff kids. Both our parents worked in Camp Morrishah. Both our parents, I think, still work in Camp Morrishah 30 years later.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, the grandkids go in there now, probably.
My sister's kids go there, so yeah.
Right, my kids certainly could, but we live far away. I think that, Mora, the greatest power move of all time for you would be to quit this league after winning the first year. It would kill Chester.
Oh, no, it wouldn't. I'd be happy because I'd slap an asterisk on his name on the trophy.
No, you would say, I'm sure there are other asterisks on the trophy, but others. You would say, yeah. Oh my God, you're such a dork. You would say, Mauro, you could just like text Chester every month and say like, I just can't be in such an easy league. Like, I would just win it 8 years in a row.
I know, I got such hate. So
you should know that Obstinensky, who is state commissioner of my other league.
Who was in our league for 6 years and never, I think maybe made the playoffs once. But,
I think fake commissioner, because he's really the commissioner, but he only became commissioner because the real commissioner got too busy that he appointed himself de facto commissioner. When I won Chester's league in my first year, after the constant bashing of how no rookie has ever performed well, how no rookie has ever won, blah, 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 blah. When I won, sent him an email basically saying that I've been in Ops League for 10 years and have never won. Mind you, I had won the previous 2 point titles and only lost because of fortunate luck.
If we're gonna bring that up, we have to bring up that you were nowhere close to the best team this year. Shamaria had the best team and just crashed and burned in the playoffs.
I was the second best team. I agree to that.
There was a massive chasm. You were closer to the 11th best team than the first.
Oh, the only thing worse than hearing about other people's fantasy football league is like 6 weeks after the fact hearing about it, guys.
Okay, I have the trophy and the money.
I want to ask a question. Just,
we have a trophy
just
bigger
people,
than most of your kids, I think. And,
people don't understand. People don't understand the depths, Mauro, of Chester's craziness with this fantasy league. So tell me like the single craziest thing you saw from Chester out of this fantasy league.
I couldn't even tell you the single craziest because there were, first of all, I should admit, I have to give credit where it's due. It's an extremely enjoyable fantasy league because of the amount of crazy that Chester has and puts towards it. Like the weekly charts, the weekly emails, between the WhatsApp group, Chester's emails, and the charts. I mean, if you ever, like, why Chester is a lawyer and working for Foley Lardner and not like a statistician for the NFL at the highest levels is beyond me. Yeah. But
I'm sure the salaries are identical, but yeah, keep going. Statistician.
Like the head of state in the NFL could command a nice salary. Like I would love to see whoever is in charge of all of stats for the NFL and put them up against Chester's charts and see
I don't have a good math background. You know, I don't have like a math or physics background at MIT.
Yeah, he's a simpleton, Mauro.
He's just
a simple chart maker. Like in the old days he would have been like a cobbler. And you know, now that just translates to Excel.
If I had to pick one example of the crazy of Chester, mm-hmm. over the course of the season, there was one very, very highly contested trade. I say contested because many people felt very strongly about how terrible a trade it was between the two other owners. I won't mention those two owners.
Just to say, they were both rookies, and one of them didn't know sort of an unspoken rule in the league. And so he violated an unwritten rule.
He violated an unwritten rule of making a keeper trade. Mind you, he traded for a worse keeper, but aside from the fact. And then for the next, 7 weeks afterwards, Chester in his weekly emails would recap what would have happened if that trade hadn't been made.
Also make you make like a second set of transactions, like pretending that the league, you know, like it was like a splinter league? Like,
I did that for several trades. Mora and I did trade with Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson, and he asked me to reverse engineer that trade and see what happens. And that involved undoing like 3 other trades also. And so I did that as well.
Right, but you only did that after the season was over. This was a week running thing of like, well, here were the results that happened based on the rosters people started, and then here were the results what would happen
in an alternate universe. Yeah.
Scott trade didn't happen.
He literally, I mean, he sometimes sees me on these emails, and they're like 20 pages long sometimes. It's really insane.
And they're at 3:00 in the morning, so it's like I wake up to emails from Chester, and I'm just like, you know, he works at a big law firm. I work at a big law firm. When does he ever sleep?
Right. Or maybe he's just sleeping at his desk at work. I don't know.
I've done that before. That's not a big deal.
Yeah. So the irony of the Scott trade, as we're referring to it, is that the guy who made the trade is a Harrisburgian who was recruited to our league by our longtime friends from Harrisburg, who had by far the best team this year, lost by like 2 points in the semifinals, even though he outscored the rest of the league every week by a million points. And in the hypothetical world where that trade doesn't happen, Shamaria wins the league. So basically, he brought in this this fellow Harrisburgian who caused him to lose the league. So,
yes, that the irony was not lost on me that if not for his own league entrance, he would win the league.
We're at like 20 minutes on your fantasy football league now.
I think
that's
enough. People are going to tune out. By the way, Akiva Morrow begging to come on this podcast. I said to him, no. I said, how about this? When the Jets make a Super Bowl. And then like 2 weeks later, he weasels his way on because we made it an open forum.
Yeah, anyone can come on tonight.
Yeah, you have to be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, apparently.
I was waiting until 2074 when the Jets make the Super Bowl, and I'm 90 years old and, you know, will be blind by then, won't be able to even watch it.
Morrow, did you get the trophy yet from Chester?
I got it from Erez.
Yeah, I didn't have it. Mm-hmm. The previous winner had it.
I thought you meant Chester's son. I was like, what? He gives out the trophy?
No,
I wouldn't be surprised if Chester sent him on the subway to your house.
No, every year I name my child after the winner. So.
But you should know. We've discussed that because when we were deciding what to bet, one of the things, Chester's wife was still pregnant at the time, one of mm-hmm. the things was is that I get to choose your son's name.
You know? He also said the podcast listeners could choose his son's name and then totally reneged.
Did I say that? And yes, you did. Said, he's like, I would never do that. I'm like, what are you talking about? You have your son named Erez. So you must have lost the bet to Josh Erez at some point.
Yeah.
Erez. So. Well, I mean, he named his kid after Teddy Bridgewater, and that didn't turn out so well. So
yeah, that's also
that's not so crazy. I've named my daughters, my two daughters. My first daughter's middle name is Madison, and my second daughter's initials are NYR. So.
Well, I don't get the Madison thing.
The Rangers,
Madison. Oh, okay, fine. Okay, I was thinking like, are you a big, fan.
Yeah,
big president of like James?
I'm a big fan of the fourth president of the United States.
Oh, look at this guy! He knows the presidents. Can you do them all?
No, I can do like 1 through 7, and then
I can do them all. But I think that's only because the Animaniac song.
Also, you know, Chester has the presidents ranked by attractiveness, Morrow.
By many categories, but yes, I have ranked all the presidents by attractiveness.
Who's the best looking? Where does Donald fit in, and where would...
Ooh, that's a good question.
And where would Hillary have fit in?
Oh, well, we said we were going to retire the rankings if Hillary won, because it would be too controversial.
Exactly.
Now, really, Chester, I think, rigged the election to keep that chart alive.
Yes,
James Madison is the 19th best-looking president, and my comment is, this is the replacement level of presidential good-lookingness. He's as average as they come.
I feel like Zachary Taylor or Franklin Pierce should be high up on the list.
So Zachary Taylor's number 22. What I didn't like about him is he's the only president who's wearing his military uniform in his presidential portrait.
Oh, right. I forgot. You hate the troops. Yeah,
You're trying too hard. Like, you're trying too hard. Who are you, Napoleon? You know, it's some kind of complex he has. And then who's the other one you said?
Franklin.
Commander-in-Chief can't wear a freaking uniform.
So Franklin Pierce is a great call by Morrow. Franklin Pierce is number 2 on my list.
Oh, is Barack number 1?
No, Kennedy's number 1. Come on.
Oh, Kennedy. Okay.
Yeah, but Franklin Pierce is number 2. Very handsome man.
Barack's got to be top 10.
Yeah, Barack is number 5. His ears are a little bit too big. That's my big criticism of
him. Oh, now you're getting a little too out there.
What? That Barack Obama has big ears? That's a hot take?
Yeah, hot take from Chester right there. Barack Obama, big ears.
Do you think Chester should move to, like, could you do a moving bet with him next year? Like, you have to pick which place his whole family lives if you beat him in the fantasy league. That's actually a good idea.
We're moving this summer. We're moving before the next season, for sure.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
What if we do, like, what can we do? How about you don't have to take the SATs in high school, but Mora gets to pick which place you live in?
Does my wife have a say on this?
No, of course not. She doesn't know. You're not allowed to tell her for, like, 3 years that the city she lives in is solely because you lost to Morrow in fantasy football.
Well, so I'll tell you, and I shouldn't say this because she's in the room, but I did have a bet with somebody over what I would name my child, and the agreement was that I would pick the name of the other person if I lost, and I just wouldn't tell my wife that's why I wanted that name.
So your wife is watching a Scientology documentary in the background?
Yeah, well, how do you know that?
Because she mentioned it. And I think she's, like, actually looking. She's, like, hoping to get recruited and maybe get out of there.
Yeah.
Like, they're talking about, like, how they have to, like, scrub, you know, some, like, ship in Tampa for, like, a cent an hour.
But they never see,
like, are there
again.
Any charts?
Yeah.
She's like, all right, so.
Ask Sarah Romini if she can get you in.
Exactly, yeah. All right, Morrow. Michael, I almost called you. Good luck. Enjoy your trophy. It will be in your house until next December and then never again thereafter. So.
Well, are we betting on that? We can have an eternal bet. A bet that will not be eligible until one of us dies.
You should just not give him back the trophy if you lose, Morrow. It'll just, like, Chester will actually declare war on your house. It'll be amazing.
I'm sure that he would, like, send the military in. If he
he hates the military. You'd probably have to send, like, a private guy.
The person in our league who sponsored the trophy owns many firearms, and he would show up with one of them.
That is true. Robbie would kill me. Yeah. But, no, but I am interested in an eternal bet about whether I will win another championship, lasting until the league ends or I die.
Well, or you're no longer in the league, and I have control over that, so it's sort of an unfair.
Wait, are you kicking people out of the league, Chester?
No, I don't intend to, but if I had a bet, then it would involve Morrow being kicked out of the league.
Well, they did kick out one guy.
Yeah, well, but no, he kicked himself out. We
right.
had a
he declared war on the league.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Someone
yeah.
declared war on your league.
Yeah,
this year?
No, this is years ago. This is another one.
All right, I forgot. You literally, and this is not a joke. You make people read a history of your fantasy football league and take a test on it before you make them join. True or false?
No test. Just no test.
But it's true. He does. He did make you read league. A long history.
Yeah.
Scott's honor. Like this. This league is not for the faint of heart, I should tell you. It's not your casual fantasy league. I had no idea what I was getting involved in. Thankfully, I'm as crazy as the rest of these people.
I mean, a few of them are really normal, so I'm very curious
Who's normal in our league?
It's normal. Errors? You're going to go with the most vanilla guy in the league. Congratulations.
I don't know him, but I mean,
we know what he's into, though, right? Robbie knows what I'm talking about.
Right.
Okay.
Who's all right.
I won't say it. I won't say it on the podcast.
Well, thank you for letting me on. Hopefully, right,
thanks for coming on, Morrow.
I hope you trip and smash your face on that trophy.
Morrow, who's the Jets starting quarterback week one next season?
Jay Cutler.
Okay. Then we're going 3-13.
Well, yeah. But it won't be anybody else.
Yeah. Let's tank with Cutler.
Hey, it works for the Bears.
Who do you think?
I mean, could you imagine the fights? Like, think about the locker room this year, and then you add Cutler to the mix.
Brandon Marshall.
And what if it's Cutler like and Keith Marshall? That would be amazing.
Doesn't Marshall love Cutler? Aren't they like best friends?
No, like Cutler, Marshall, Sheldon Richardson, like a triple threat match at WrestleMania this year.
No,
I love it.
You need to add Martellus Telish Bennett back.
Akiva, who do you think is the quarterback week one?
It would be funny if it was Hackenberg. They were like, hey, he only threw 6 interceptions in the preseason. Like, he's fine. If I gun to my head, I'm going to say week one next year, I don't know, Ryan Fitzpatrick again.
Oh, God. I promise
Mike
you.
Mike Lennon? You won't watch.
If Ryan Fitzpatrick is the quarterback of the Jets next year, I am switching fans. I will not be
playing
anymore.
Well, but can we help you pick
the podcast?
Yeah, can we do the podcast and like get you a new team? We'd love to do that.
Get me a new team. I will pick.
Always looking for content.
I will take any team given to me. I don't even care if it's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Even the Giants. You will become a Giants fan.
No, not Giants and Patriots. Because I
okay, fine, fair enough. That's reasonable.
I will take any team.
You would become a Miami Dolphins fan.
Yes, a Miami Dolphins fan.
Oh boy,
I'd root for Ryan Crap My Hill. That's what I would do. He's terrible.
Well, now you have a really hilarious fantasy football team name for next year. I don't even know what that was. Yeah.
Thanks, Morrow. Guys.
Morrow, thanks for coming on.
I'm going to play ice hockey. See you later.
Talk to you later. Go. Bye. All right. We had another person eyeing me to come on, but Morrow went long. He said he had to go, so we lost him. So do we have anybody else lined up, Akiva, on your end that you know?
Who'd we lose? I hope we didn't lose anyone good.
I'm not giving him a shout-out because he didn't stay on long enough, so he's gone.
Where's Superfan Robbie? He should be all over this.
I don't know. Well, he only comes on when he's the only guest. He doesn't want competition.
He's big timing us.
Yeah.
All right, Chester. While we wait for, I'm sure no one else calling in. Do you want to give me your top 5 podcasts that we've done of all time?
Sure. So I said I ranked all episodes from 1 to 99, and that chart is available for those who want it. So I'm gonna give you the top 5. All right, the number 5, the 5th best.
Want
episode.
It? Why would someone want it? Why would you even like say that?
Every time I mention a chart on this podcast, I get tweets or emails from people saying, "Hey, can you send me that chart?"
I guarantee you don't get one chart of asking our 99 episodes. They're like, "Ooh, I don't know. TV 98 through 96 was a lot better than movies 84 to 83.B."
I'm gonna put the over under at 2.5, and I'll take the over. At least 3 people will ask me for this chart.
Yeah, I'm pounding the under.
Okay. All right, the 5th best episode of this podcast ever was March 4th, 2016, episode 48. Greatest Living Americans Round 1 with Antonio Mazzaro.
Oh, that was a good one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we pared down from 68 Greatest Living Americans to 32.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good idea. We did Greatest Living Americans, I think we did in a restaurant. We did, like, the preamble.
Yeah, the preamble was in a restaurant, yeah, together. Oh, Superfan Robbie says he's watching the game at a bar and he can't do it.
Oh, right. He's a huge college football fan. We couldn't expect to have him on during this game.
The fourth best episode of this show ever was 2 months later, May 10th, 2016, episode 59. The 100 greatest TV shows of all time, part three, the top 10.
That's Why was that so good?
I don't know. I just thought it was good. We talked about the top 10 TV shows of all time. We had our listener lists. We had like 40 listeners who submitted lists.
Yeah. Shout out to listeners.
Yeah. That was a good episode.
Former listeners.
Yeah.
I mean, this is clearly, like, let's not mince words. This is the 100th best episode we've done. Like, we thought it was a good idea to have people call in. We had, like, the same people call in that we would have called, like, the football people, plus Moro, who I didn't even know listened to this podcast. And, like, and nothing. Like, not this is by far, with a bullet, the worst one we've ever done.
No, so like Seinfeld, my opinion is that the worst episode is always episode one. The worst episode we did was the first episode of the show. If you remember, first of all, we didn't know what we were doing. Second of all, we
still have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah, but we discussed the Jaguars.
Not like being self-deprecating. Yeah. This is like
we discussed the Jaguars and Titans, who are two terrible teams. Our Jaguars was a good guest, actually. I liked him. But our Titans guest, and I don't think he's listening anymore, so I can just say it. He was terrible. He had created a Twitter.
We got a lot of warnings not to have him on because he was not knowledgeable. You don't remember? People were like, oh, have anyone on? Like, I went to like. The way we got guests at the beginning was I would go to, like, the biggest Jaguars or the biggest Arizona Cardinals or Carolina Panthers, like, message board and be like – and eventually I realized, like, oh, I could just go to Reddit and it's all in one place. It's much easier. Like, and say, like, hey, who's, like, the best fan to come on my podcast? And, like, 20 people would volunteer. And so I picked a guy for the Titans who was, like – they all hated. It was, like, the troll of the board.
Yeah. So he was pretty bad. He hated Marcus Mariota, but still predicted the Titans would go 9-7. And he said the rookie of the year would be Dorial Green-Beckham, who's not even on the team anymore.
All right, so that wasn't great. Yeah, what else? What else you got? What else in the top five?
Okay, so we're still in the top five. All right, so the third best episode of all time was, in my opinion, was episode number 65, June 23rd, 2016. This was right after the completion of that incredible NBA Finals, the Cavaliers winning. It was right after the penultimate episode of the Game of Thrones season. So we had incredible NBA Finals and Game of Thrones performances to discuss. And it was also the 100 Greatest Movies Part 4, 30-1. It was the top 30 movies of the last 25 years.
Oh, very, very relatable. 30-1. Okay, remember it well.
Relatable? What do you mean? So that was our third best episode. Our second best episode was episode 68, The Greatest NBA Players of All Time, Part 2, number 31 to number 16. And the reason for this is because we had the biggest fight that we had ever had on the podcast to that point. That was on July 15th, 2016.
Well, it was about Kevin Garnett, right?
What was that fight about?
It was...
I don't know. This is what it says. If you come to... this is the recap for that episode. If you come to 32 Fans here, Alex and Akiva fight, this is the episode for you. Akiva drops more hot takes than a Trump supporter. Alex gets madder than he ever has in podcast history. Akiva starts tuning out Alex's shenanigans by just listing the rosters of the 2006 St. Louis Cardinals and talking about how much he loves the Olympics. So I don't really know.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of episodes.
Got to give that one another listen to see what made it so good.
I think, you know what it was also? Like, that was nothing compared to, like, the fights we've had recently.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, you're in a marriage that I'm sure is on the rocks.
That's
like,
fair.
I don't, you ever have, like, your first fight, and then you're like, ooh, this is like, wow, this is like a bad fight. We're never going to have one of these again. Yeah. And now, like, back, and now that would seem quaint compared to, like, the fights you have now.
Yeah.
You know? And Chester's like being awkward.
I don't think you had ever told me like that you wanted me to die in the first 50 episodes of this show.
Right. But now it's like it's not even a question. Yeah. And like I can't believe I ever wanted you to live. Yeah. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You've said you'll hit on my wife at my funeral.
I did say that, yeah. Which you just said out loud in front of her.
Jen, what's your take on that? Akiva, not only has he wished that I die, but he says he intends to hit on you at my funeral. She laughed, which I did not appreciate, and she said, as long as he brings me food. Oh, yeah, that's true. You did show up, yeah. Yeah, she's saying, at my brother's wedding a couple of months ago, Akiva showed up to my brother's wedding as my plus one to record a podcast, but then to get my wife pliant, he gave her some food.
It's funny because, like, you said that and your wife laughed. Like, I have a couple of friends, I don't know if you have this, where, like, if they joke about themselves dying, their wife's like, no, don't joke about that, it's too sad.
Not,
like,
not in my
head. I've never had that. My wife would be like, Like, I see her, like, she has, like, the literal cartoon bubble come out of her head, and she's, like, daydreaming about it.
Yeah. My wife's like, what? Akiva was saying that there are some people he knows who, if there was a joke about them dying in front of their wife, the wife would say, "No, God forbid! How can you say such a thing?" But for you, it's mirth. You have any response, Jen?
Ask her how Scientology is looking after hearing you do like a podcast ranking your 100 best podcasts for an hour.
Are you more or less likely to become a Scientologist watching this, but also seeing what I'm doing, talking a podcast in which I rank my previous episodes in my podcast? I think she's just ignoring me at this point. Jen, are you ignoring me? Oh, she's watching Celebrity Apprentice now. She's busy.
She's watching The Celebrity Apprentice? Yeah. Oh.
That she is. Why? That
so you should listen. You. She should listen to a Rob and Mike Bloom do a Celebrity Apprentice podcast.
Wow. Rob Sestanino and Mike Bloom have a Celebrity Apprentice podcast. See, my wife's opposition to podcasts isn't just her hatred of me, although that certainly plays a role. She just,
I think it is. It's like if you ever like got drunk on tequila when you were 14 and like you had like violently threw up, you're not going to drink tequila anymore. So I think it's the same thing. Like,
oh, I put
her association
all
with it.
I see.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, going on that theme, the number one episode of this podcast ever was just 3 weeks ago, December 15th, episode 96.
What?
The week 15 preview. That was the episode where your audio dropped off for 8 minutes, so I had to impersonate you. Got a lot of feedback for that. And then that was the episode where we had a massive fight about the Pool of Pools, which was our second fight over the Pool of Pools.
Yeah. We got to talk about that.
And my wife came out of the room, out of the bedroom where she was sleeping. Remember, she had a baby a week before. And said, Alex, get out. and that was the most popular line of this podcast in history, according to most of our listeners.
Yeah, she's literally like, she's a bigger star than both of us.
Oh, she is. I've had people say to me, can you get your wife to say the F? You know, like Susie on Curb?
Mm-hmm.
People have said that to me. They say, can you just record your wife saying F you to me? I'm like, no, you gotta earn her ire the real way, the way I.
What I really wanted to do for the 100th episode, and it would have been much funnier and more entertaining probably.
Yeah. Than this?
would be for both of our wives to do a podcast and we're not in the room.
Yeah.
And I think we just post it without them. I mean, they probably say a lot of actionable things about both of us, but like they just post, you know, that we just post it like no editing, sight unseen. We listen to it just like anybody else.
Yeah, we'll do that eventually. Okay, Jen.
Yeah,
you're gonna do that sometime the next month. You and Akiva's wife are gonna do a podcast together. Okay. Why not? Okay, she's getting annoyed now. I'm interrupting her watching her reality shows.
She's watching The Celebrity Apprentice. Is she disappointed that Trump's gone?
No, she's happy because now Trump's president. The more power Donald Trump has, the happier my wife is in life.
That's true. Do you think that ask her if Schwarzenegger is a good host so far.
Is Schwarzenegger a good host so far?
This must be riveting right now.
No, and she's openly ignoring me now. So, all right. You said you want to fight about Pool of Pools again?
Well, I got a lot of emails after I sent out, you know, the Pool of Pools started. I was like, what? Chester's like really not in it?
Yeah, people disappointed. They want to compete against
people. Yeah, and they're like, "What is this like fourth grade chart that you know Akiva made that doesn't even like add itself?" And it's like there's a lot of colors and red. You know,
oh yeah, you're all into the colors.
Green is win and red is lose. I think people like that. I want to make a deal with you.
A deal. All right, let's make
yes.
a deal.
I'm gonna offer you half of. I'm gonna share a Pool of Pools team with you.
So you're offering me a 50% stake in your Pool of Pools team?
Yeah.
What am I getting out of this deal?
You get to join the Pool of Pools.
I get to join? I chose not to join.
Yeah, but now you kind of regret it, and now you could
no,
be in
I,
it.
I don't regret it at all. First of all, wait, let me hear, how are you doing how'd you do in week one? How'd you do against the spread and straight up and over under?
I don't want to tell you. Now you're going to like, if I was 0-12, you'd be like, no, I don't want to join. I don't want half of that.
How are we doing the cumulative ranking of all 12 pools?
Well, I'm not doing your rankings. Like,
well,
I'm not switching rankings now. So, I know, but now I'm offering you. But here's the thing.
I didn't want to be in the pool, so you think I'd rather be half in the pool with you?
By the way, not one person other than you said, what are we doing about the rankings? Like, still, I bet not four people in the whole pool know how they work, even though I put it in the chart.
I'm sure nobody knows.
No one cares. Yeah. No one cares but you. You quit over something that no one else even thought to ask about. Because who cares how people are doing the overall standings?
All right. Did you ever read the book Nudge?
No.
For you're the one who said that you're the dictator because you know better than other people what's good for them, right?
Okay. So you can join and we can argue all our picks on the podcast.
Nudge is actually a good book. Now I mentioned it's Cass Sunstein, supposed to be my professor, but then I was going to have a spring of 2009, and then Obama got elected. He went to Washington. But Cass Sunstein and Richard Thaler, Nudge. It's a book all about what they call paternalistic libertarianism, which is the idea is you don't make petitions for people, but you nudge them in the right direction. So, for example, there's studies that show that whatever's at eye level is the thing that people take most when they're at cafeterias. So they're saying that, that elementary schools and high schools should put the vegetables at eye level, not like the ice cream, for example. So so nudge is all about, I know what's better for people even if they don't even realize it subconsciously. So I was providing people the best way to cumulatively do this. All right, so your sales point to me is I should co-own your team with you so that we can fight every month on the podcast about who we're going to pick that week.
Yeah, we could fight about Survivor. It would be great. We'll have epic like knockdown brawls. Because there's no, we have no tiebreaker. It's
So what is the tiebreaker? That's the question. Is it like Greatest American Americans? It's whoever it's just not, outlasts the other one?
We'll ask Antonio Mazzar. Like, no, it's literally like, it's basically just the battle of wills. Like, I'll put in the name and then you'll like exit out and, you know, on the Excel and like write in your name and we'll just keep going back and forth. We'll probably lock each other out of the Excel.
All right. I will say the following. All right. Well, we're going to leave this up to the listeners. You have to put up a Twitter poll on your Twitter account, okay?
No, already not doing it probably, but yeah.
All right. Should I have Chester co-own my Pool of Pools team and require us to fight each month over our picks on the podcast?
Nah, nobody cares. I can't. It's not that. It's just no one cares.
No, well, that's what I was going to test. I'm not doing this for myself. I'm doing this for the listeners because they like to hear us fight. So if you put a Twitter poll up there and people say, yeah, we want this to happen, then I'll do it. If the listeners don't demand it, why?
Listen, if you don't want to do it, fine. If you don't care about the listeners...
That's what I'm saying. If the listeners want it, then let me see them say so. I want the listeners to say yes. I want Chester and Akiva to co-own a team and fight about it every week. Breaking news, by the way. Vikings part way with quarterbacks coach Scott Turner, son of Norv Turner. How did he keep the job 7 weeks past his father? Anyway. All right, so that's my answer. If the listeners demand it, I'll do it because I'm not going to enjoy it, and you're not going to enjoy it. We're going to make each other miserable for the sake of our listeners, basically.
No, I think it'll be. I think they'll actually enjoy it. If people write in and say, I think you should join... Then I think you have no choice. You can't hate on the fans like that.
Fine. Speaking of hating on the fans, or I think we should put them out of their mercy. We should end this. We have a few more people who told us they're joining us, but we're going on for over an hour. It's like 4 a.m. for you. I want to watch this.
I'm fighting with my 15-year-old sister on GChat for her to come on.
Oh, is this the celebrity sister with the 10,000 Twitter followers?
Yeah. I think it's like 2,000. But yeah. But she deleted Skype. And she has like a final tomorrow.
What's the final? And maybe we can help her out.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll help her. Yeah. Listen, she has nothing good to say about me, this sister. So let's see.
Oh, bring her on. Bring her on.
I'd say she could tell embarrassing stories about me, but she like we didn't even grow up in the same house. I'm not even sure she knows that.
When she wasn't in diapers, she was still in diapers.
Mm-hmm. She's 15.
Hold on. Jen, just so you know, as soon as I'm done, we're watching all Alabama Clemson.
Vanderpump Rules.
Followed by, you didn't even hear it, Teen Mom 2.
Teen Mom 2!
These are the shows my wife is watching.
The Mommening.
I can't watch the college football national championship because of Vanderpump Rules.
It's insane that you guys... Oh, wait, put Jen on for a second.
Jen, hold on. Akiva needs you on again. Fortunately, we have a DVR so she can pause so she won't miss the minute of this shitty reality show she's watching.
Vanderpump Rules.
Hello?
Dr. Gonick, for the sake of your marriage...
It's Dr. Chester.
Until 6 weeks from now, you need to get a second television in that house.
We're getting divorced. This is the
why? Why are we getting divorced?
I mean, I'm sure you're going to get sick of him at a certain point.
I'm just wondering what you have planned in 6 weeks. That's going.
I have nothing planned. I just assume, like, at a certain point. Jen. What? Chester, close your ears for a second. Right, I get emails every week saying, like, how do you put up with Chester?
Uh-huh.
From his friends.
Uh-huh. Now you know
so
how
like,
I feel.
You must.
Now
you
know
must.
How I feel.
Yeah. Oh, we could go to counseling together.
At least somebody knows how I feel.
I do. So I'm saying, like, at a certain point, like, no one would blame you if you just, you know, like, pulled, like, you know, skipped, like, Boise, Idaho. Wait, but you guys need a second TV in the house because all day you're just fighting over what to watch on the TV. Put a TV in the bedroom.
I think you realize that we live in a Manhattan apartment. Like, we don't.
Oh, I've also lived in Manhattan. Everyone has space for two TVs. Put one in the bathroom.
Who are we? Apartment 6D? Shmaria? Diskin?
They had a TV in the bathroom?
They had a TV in every room of their house, including the bathroom. And I always used to comment about how there was nothing more disgusting on the face of the earth than the remote control in their bathroom television.
Do you remember when a girl lived in that apartment?
A girl. I remember when a girl named my wife was locked in a room with no light and a cock.
I'm gonna leave this podcast now because I cannot.
Keith, have I told you that story?
I'm sure I told that story. I'm not talking about the story. The story. No, I'm like pissed thinking about it. Here you go.
What's the story?
Oh, the story is that in 2005, the only time I didn't make the playoffs in the fantasy league until this year, unfortunately. Yeah. So we had our draft Saturday night immediately after the ending of the Sabbath, and the draft was going to be in Saturday night in that apartment. And we made the idiotic decision to go for Shabbat to Adam Diskin's house in Edison, New Jersey, which is like an hour away. So as soon as Shabbat was over, we got in the car and started driving over, and Aaron Kornhauser was driving the car. And he got into an accident at the toll booth of the GWB.
Okay.
And he started crying. And
Poor Dr. Kornhauser.
Yeah. And meanwhile, everybody else in the league was at the draft and was super pissed because people had like, you know, we were still like younger. People were at camp. People had driven in from camp just that night for the draft. And people were had traveled from all over to be there. And they're like, where the hell is Chester? And also, Kornhauser and Diskin. And so we finally showed up like over an hour late. And my wife was with me, by the way, is the point, because she was with me in New York that weekend, and my now wife, then girlfriend. And so the plan was that I'd set Jen up in one of the other rooms of the apartment with, you know, she could watch TV for a couple hours while we did the draft, because that's she didn't know anybody else in New York. She had never been to New York before. That was the plan. We get there.
You'd never been to New York before?
She had not been to New York before that week, correct.
It's a hillbilly. Okay.
We get there, and, like, it's complete pandemonium. Oh, everybody's so pissed that we're over an hour late. And the second I walk in the room, literally the second I walk in the room, people are like, all right. First nomination, and they just started the draft without me. So I said to Jen, I'm like, here, go in that room, and I'll come get you at the next break. And so 45 minutes or an hour into the podcast, or into the draft, she stuck her head in the room, and she said, come here. And I said, I can't right now. I'll come at the next break. And half an hour into the next break, I go to look for her, and she's not in that room. And then I call her, and she's like, I'm on the streets of Manhattan. I don't know where I am. She had got out walking around Washington Heights at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night, had got into some car, and had just given them the address of the place we were staying in the city on the Upper West Side, which is the only address she knew in New York, basically.
Are you serious? She left and said, like, take me back to the Upper West Side.
And she's, like, just dropping F-bombs left and right. And she's like, our relationship is over. I never want to see you again, except for you better get down here right now because I don't know where I am and it's not safe and da-da-da-da. So I had to leave the draft in the middle of the draft.
Oh, my God. I'm shocked that you left. I know. Jen, he really loves you. That's crazy.
Akiva,
you wouldn't do that today, though, right?
Akiva is in shock that I left the draft. He's like, wow, you must
have
really loved
her. That's
crazy. He says, you wouldn't do that for today. I'm like, yeah, damn straight I wouldn't.
Does she wish you hadn't come? You had said sorry.
I absolutely regret going. I absolutely should have left her. What was she going to do, break up with me? My
but
team
does
didn't
she
make
regret?
The play. Hold on. It gets worse because we were doing an auction for the first time that year. It was 2005. And I bid on three guys very heavy right at the top. I drafted Randy Moss. This was his year in Oakland, you know, the first year outside the Vikings where he was a bust. I drafted Priest Holmes, who was the league-leading scorer for the first 7 weeks of the year and then broke all the bones of his body. And then Larry Johnson had like 1,400 yards the next 9 weeks. So Priest Holmes played half season and died. And then I had Dante Culpepper, who was injured for much of that season. So I was screwed anyways.
Oh, stop. Nobody
so I was screwed anyways. But the point is I only had three guys on my roster. I go find Jen. I come back like 2 hours later. The draft is over. So I had to pick like 12 guys off of waivers, basically.
Oh, man.
And then Av Sinensky, when I left, I said, Av, can you draft for me? Because so the only person drafted, he used all my remaining money on Drew Bennett, the white receiver on the Titans. So I had Drew Bennett, those three guys, and 11 free agents. All right, let's put everybody out of their miseries. We've been going in for long enough. It's episode 100. Thank you very much to all our listeners. I don't know why you're doing it, but you are. So we'll be back for at least another.
Yeah, we can only go up from this episode. We have my 15-year-old sister with bad audio as like the highlight of this episode.
Very quickly, because we're ostensibly a football podcast. Very quickly, give me your predictions for this weekend's games.
Patriots, Steelers.
Wait, hold on. But if in fact I am going to be joining you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is hypothetical right now because we haven't heard from the listeners. But just in case, we have to quickly discuss our picks for the lines. So first game, Seattle at Atlanta. I want to take Seattle. I want those 4.5 points.
Yeah, I'll let you take whoever you want this week as a token of coming aboard.
Oh, okay. But what would you take Seattle also, or would you disagree?
I pick Atlanta to win. I probably want Atlanta, but you could argue the other way.
All right, I'll take Seattle. I said I'm picking Seattle to go to the Super Bowl, but I would probably...
I think it's silly.
To try and middle it, I would probably pick Atlanta to win and Seattle to cover. But actually, you know what? No, we're taking Seattle for both. Seattle's going to go in Atlanta and beat them. I don't trust Atlanta at all. So we're taking Seattle to win and to cover. And the 51 over-under, let's take the under for that because that's too high. All right.
Okay.
All right. Houston at New England. We both said we're going to take New England to cover. 44.5. I think we should take the under because I think it's going to be like 31-3 or something like that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think the Texans can really score more than 7.
All right, so we have New England covering, and we have the under there. Pittsburgh at Kansas City, 1.5. I actually see it at 2 now. What is it for the purpose of the pool of pools?
1.5. We're all halves. We're all halves. I accidentally forgot to do halves.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so for sure, I'm taking Kansas City there. I think it's really gross disrespect that they're not favored by at least 3. They're the better team.
Yeah, Pittsburgh should be favored. Obviously, there was a lot of
Pittsburgh should be favored. I just can't say it should be favored by at least 3.
No, there is a lot of speculation about Big Ben, and that's causing the line. But Pittsburgh should be the favorite in this game.
I mean, Bill and Sal both thought it should have been Kansas City like 3.5. Also,
Pittsburgh's gonna win. I said on Sunday that Pittsburgh's gonna win.
Unfortunately for you, we're going by my picks. Kansas City's gonna win. Kansas City's gonna cover, and let's take a third straight under. Green Bay at Dallas. So I want to take Green Bay the 4.5. I really want to take them to win, but...
Oh, I'm picking Green Bay to win.
Picked the Giants last week. Now, all of a sudden, you're just picking Green Bay?
Yeah. The Cowboys couldn't move the ball on the Giants' D. Look what the Packers did to the Giants' D.
All right, so we're taking the Packers to win outright. So we're taking both underdogs in the NFC to win outright. And then the 52, mm-hmm. Are we going to take the over or the under on that one? I don't have an opinion here, but we've taken 3 unders.
I don't have a strong opinion on the over-unders this week, to be honest.
All right, let's go 4 unders. Keep it low. I don't know. All right, but this is all hypothetical because I might just be screwing you and making you take bad picks, and then I'm not even joining you. So we'll see.
I won't put them in until you send me $150.
Wait, I got to pay for this also?
What do you think? I'm giving up half of my equity for free?
I thought that was the point. Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely not paying to be in this pool. I don't want to be in.
Wait, but I'm supposed to give up half of my equity for free?
I thought that's what you were doing. You were begging me to join you because you wanted me to help you with your spreadsheets or whatever.
That's insane. Why would I give up half of... I'm going to win the whole thing. That's a lot of money.
To be honest, I sort of thought you were comping yourself, actually. How many people are...
I am comping myself.
So then I'm not paying $150 for nothing?
but you understand my point of this year? Oh, there's going to be a big fight. I'm excited.
So you're trying to monetize... You're trying to get something for nothing. You got a free ticket, and now you're trying to...
I'm not monetizing. I'm giving up half of my equity. I'm like a guy in the World Series of Poker. I'm like Phil Ivey.
Yeah, you're begging... No, I'm Phil Ivey. you're hiring me because you need somebody with actual skill and talent to take over. You fronted the money. You have the spot already. You paid for the spot. You just want someone else to come in and make your little charts for you. All right. So that's 100 episodes in the book. Confidence in Akiva thinks we have 100 more to go. If you had to guess the total number of this podcasts until it.
Oh, that's good. We should have a pool.
Yeah. Well, how many podcasts will there be? How many episodes will there be total of this podcast?
It's hard because my other podcast is ending. So it's like, on one hand, you know, maybe I should just, like, now I have one podcast. It's a lot easier to have one than two.
But are you and Rob not going to do Curb or something else?
I don't think so. I mean, I you know, who knows what happens in September?
Would you get in the rotation of any of his other podcasts from time to time?
I wouldn't be interested, I don't think, in just doing, like, I have to be like, very passionate about a show. I'm not just, like, going on and you know, podcasting about anything. Like, I love Seinfeld and I love sports. I'm not going to podcast about, like, something I don't care about.
Yeah. Well, you love Survivor.
Yeah, but he has hundreds of people who have been on Survivor to talk about that. Yeah. Literally. Yeah. I'm not really in demand there. So I don't know. It could continue. I think maybe we'll stop talking about sports at a certain point.
Well,
that's what I think.
Sports completely. You just said you only want to do podcasts about Seinfeld or sports.
No. What I think is that we have to abandon the format. The 32 fans. I think that was too grueling. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's ruined our last 2 summers.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes August unpleasant, that's for sure.
Like, I don't mind talking about week 1 of the NFL. That's fine. I feel like doing with 32 fans and, like, people don't realize how nuts that was. We did 2 podcasts a day, every day for... Yeah.
You know what?
It was...
Let's make it official right now. We're not doing 32 fans this summer. Done.
We're not doing it. We're doing the podcast 32 fans. But we're not doing 32 fans in 32 days.
Yeah, the name will stay, but it no longer means anything. Just like
it's insane. It was like we both, like my wife would be like, you know, it's like it's my grand. We would be in Florida both years.
Yeah, you're on vacation like the whole month.
And it was like the whole time, and she'd be like, all right, it's my grandfather's 80th birthday, and I'd be like, sorry, I have to leave. I have to like talk about the Carolina Panthers with someone I found on Reddit.
Yeah.
When
you put it that way, it's
and everyone's like, oh great, like oh like at least you know Mara's husband is working hard, like. You know, is that a well-paying job doing your podcast? I'm like, no, I think I lose money on it.
It is sort of miraculous that we're both still married and both have had kids since then. So
I mean, I think there's a chance we both end up like living in a one bedroom with like we get like, you know, a guy went to college with like builds walls, like builds Manhattan walls. He's like big into that.
Those temporary like, walls in apartments.
The temporary walls. That's like he's like the king of Manhattan temporary walls. Yeah. So we could get him to like a good price to build a wall between us. We'll have like one bedroom and like our kid. We'll have to make sure like our kids don't come. No, neither of us will have any custody. Let's be realistic.
This is a depressing future you're foretelling here.
I mean, listen, this is plan A. This is like, we will not fight over the TV. Like, we can almost always agree on what to watch on TV.
Oh, I was going to say, there's no way we'd only have one TV, though.
No, we'd have two TVs.
We'd watch the same thing in opposite rooms.
I'm not sure we could afford to. We're going to have, that's like a lot of child support. I don't know how much, like, your wife is going to take you to the cleaners. I'm not sure how much.
Because I would just be using a sling box on my wife's TV.
Oh, on your ex-wife's TV.
Yeah, my ex-wife's TV, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who gets remarried first in this scenario?
Who gets remarried first?
Yeah.
If we're still recording the podcast, the other one comes on. I mean,
we can't give it up at that point. We've already like lost our families for it. We can't just like quit the podcast.
If you go on a date, would I like come and like sit at the next table with the microphone?
Sure.
Ask her when you're at the bathroom. So how's it going so far? Who are you? What's going on here?
This is
getting dark.
Derek. Yeah, Derek Rose missed the Knicks game. No one knows where he is.
He's like completely MIA. Nobody knows where he is right now. Yeah, I've been reading these. While we're recording,
some people think that he's mad. He was benched in the fourth quarter of last game.
He was supposed to be a guest on the podcast tonight. He just did not show up.
Yeah, maybe he just like looked at the box, you know, at like the statistics for this season, realized he sucks, and it's like, I should probably just retire.
All right, we gotta end this for real now. It's been like 2 hours.
All right, hopefully you'll edit this down to a listenable 4 minutes.
Something like that.
Even my sister even botched the great
Harry Styles story. Did not go well. Yeah.
No, it's an amazing story. She just butchered it. I mean, she was 10. She probably totally forgot it. But.
All right, Kiva, 0 to 100, real quick. We did it.
We did it. This was really like self congratulatory. I was not expecting that. Thanks to the two people who called in. You know, I don't think we're gonna do a call in for 200. We really should have done the wives talk, and then we don't listen and we just post the podcast episode. Yeah, that would have
we'll do that at some point.
I mean, they both said no, so I'm not sure if we will. We have no. You're talking about people we have no say over. That's like us saying, true. Like, we'll get like these two guys in the NBA, and we'll just say, like, we have literally no authority in our own home.
I think it might be more likely I could get Derek Rose on the podcast than our wives.
I mean, probably just wandering the streets of Manhattan. Supposedly the Knicks don't know where he is. So
yeah, he's probably stoned right now. So casting aspersions on ice.
Is he a big pot guy, Derek Rose?
I don't know. I feel like you're on the Knicks. You're not doing well. Like, you know, I don't know. Good jobs in New York.
And then you get free drugs if you're on the Knicks, for sure.
For sure. I'm sure Dolan has in his office, for sure. There's no chance that Jimmy Dolan doesn't do coke. Come on.
I can't believe, like, these accusations are on the same podcast as my sophomore in high school sister.
She's not going to listen, though. She said she's not going to listen.
Well, yeah, she doesn't even know what it is. I did like that she knew I had a Seinfeld podcast. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I'm sort of impressed she knows what a podcast is. All right, Akiva, we really have to end now. Bye.
Bye.
Go 0 to 1 and real quick. Real quick. Whole squad on that rim. 0 to 1 and real quick. Real quick. Real quick. Go 0 to 1 and real quick. Real quick. Whole squad on that rim. 0 to 1 and real quick. Real quick. Real quick.